The Rebels weren't going to win if Morgan played all 40 minutes, but here's the key. We want to see this team improve. Right. I don't want to see the same immature mistakes over and over, especially for a third-year player.
All right, guys. Have a good show.
I appreciate your insights.
I'm not sure if I'm on this train, the anti-Dwayne Morgan train, just because...
Wait. I'm not anti-Dwayne Morgan. I'm calling out a specific performance tonight.
I'm going more towards Kevin's call of where, you know, if I'm Marvin Menzies, I'm taking him to the gym, running him into the ground.
You
relax a little on that, just because we also forget, obviously, tonight wasn't a great performance, and when you foul out with 11 minutes left, that's, you know, you can't do that. You can't do it. I'm with you on that. But we also forget that he has been their best defensive player up until this point. It's not like he hasn't
forget that.
Yeah, you know, it's not like he hasn't been this guy who just keeps having these foul issues and he's not performing in any other. I mean, we forget about the Southern Utah game already. He was awesome in the Southern Utah game. And granted, he's gotten better with his fouls. He used to foul out all the time.
He better be awesome in the Southern Utah game.
Well, no, I get, yeah, but I'm just saying it's. It was a bad game today, but he's also been by far their best defensive player, and I think you chalk this up to his bad performance tonight. Obviously, you don't want it, but I'm not going to punt on Dwayne Morgan and be like, hey, we're running them into the ground. He needs to learn. You're going to sit. It's one game.
Well, fair enough. I'm not interested in throwing out the baby with the bathwater. They very much need Dwayne Morgan on this team. I've complimented Dwayne over 3 years. Mm-hmm. I think he's an energy guy. He's not a stats guy. My teeth itch every time he drives the lane and tries that drop step. He does not have, your imitation. I wish people could see what you just did. It's actually a very good imitation because as you go to the hole, you drop the ball down low. Mm. And there's an old saying, the lower the ball is, the taller your defender gets. He got the ball slapped. Bobby Hurley knows that. He sees it on film, or he'll put the ball on the floor one last time. This team needs Dwayne Morgan, especially when you don't have Chekna Dembele yet, who I think is potentially very good, and Christian Jones, who's been in a walking boot in perpetuity. We need those guys. Mm. And if Dwayne Morgan's not going to be on the floor, this team's going to have serious problems because Arizona State had no real interior presence tonight, but you knew that going in. The problem is that I think we have real trouble with backcourts because the backcourt sets everything up. Now, to be fair and to be objective, I think Dwayne Morgan is a key cog on this team. He'll be counted on heavily. He's done a lot of good things thus far. Tonight, when he got three fouls in 7 minutes, and they were dumb fouls, I want to believe you're better than that, Dwayne. So you got a week to figure it out against Duke.
Whose front court is getting healthy now.
Oh, goodness. Two of the three. Yeah. Well, that's a conversation for a different day. Yeah. But, again, John, I'm with you. Right. I don't want to throw out the baby with the bathwater. Dwayne Morgan is a key component to this team, but we need him to think. You know, a dumb guy will get you beat, a weak guy will get you beat. Dwayne's a good player. He just has to play like it.